I love that image in the closing verse that you just heard. And he took them up in his arms. He laid his hands on them. And he blessed them. I know you've heard the little story about the little girl that was frightened. And mom would go to her room and tell her, well, just trust in Jesus. Jesus will take care of you. I know I'm scared. Well, just trust in Jesus. And time and again, mother goes to the room to reassure her daughter. And finally, she says, I believe in Jesus, but I want somebody with skin on. You know, God somehow realized we needed somebody with skin on to really understand his tremendous compassion and his great love for us. And Jesus made that real in our world and in human history. And that's one of the great blessings of being a part of the Christian faith. We're looking at four sermons in a series on prayer to Abba, Father. Abba, the word that Jesus spoke in Aramaic every time he talked about the Heavenly Father. An intimate, close, loving, caring, touching, caressing, comforting relationship. We said that the first letter, A, stood for approaching Abba with adoration and awe and appreciation, authenticity, authentically admitting and acknowledging any attitudes or attributes or actions or activities that are an affront to his absolute holiness. That it's, we start off the relationship drawing close to this God with praise. And when we realize how great God is, we must confess how unholy we are, and he just accepts us with open arms. Today, I want us to talk about becoming as a little child. Have you become as a little child with Abba Father? Do we even know how to do that? We must become as a beloved little child with Abba. And one of the ways we do this is to be constantly born anew by the Spirit. Nicodemus had a hard time understanding that. It's not a one-time experience. It's a process that every time we are reaching out to God, we need to realize that the Spirit's interceding with us and for us to make that a loving, caring relationship. We must be open to the idea that we can be born anew to God daily. We can see God with new eyes. We can see the world as a new creature. We can look at our husbands or wives or children or neighbors or other members of the church in a new way if we allow the Spirit to live and dwell in us and help us be born anew daily. And that's one way we can become as a little child. Let that Spirit lead us, guide us to the place we need to be with Abba Father. Jesus said, whoever humbles himself like a little child that he picked up, he is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You know, the disciples thought this whole God thing and Christ thing and Messiah was all about adults. And when mothers, probably more than fathers, because they seem to have this urge, were trying to bring their children to Jesus, to see him, to touch him, to let him bless them, the disciples were trying to keep them away. Like, this is adult stuff. This is not for kids. And Jesus was indignant that they would do that. And he picked up a little child and made that statement. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The New King James Version says, unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. That our ability to enter the kingdom depends on our capacity to become as a little child. We spend our whole life growing up in this world, only to learn from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, that unless we become as a little child, we can't get into the kingdom. Isn't that interesting? But he also says the first shall be last and the last first. Jesus came to reverse the knowledge of this world. And we don't realize the impact of that until we get grown and accomplish all of the things we think we accomplish. To realize we've got to learn something else, we got to go back to the beginning. We got to go back to kindergarten. We got to go back to infancy. We've got to go back and act more like a toddler if we're going to make it into the kingdom. And if we want to draw in the presence of God in an incredibly intimate way, we must do that in our prayer life. Somehow, we must find the strength, as David did, when he says, when I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a child quieted at his mother's breast, a child that is quieted in my soul. That's the way we need to come to our Heavenly Father. As a little child who is just securely resting in the arms of Abba Father. And to do that, somehow we have to break the bondage to the worldly barriers and boundaries that we have set up and society has set up and our parents and school and church has set up that get in the way of our childlikeness. A number of months ago, I saw a wonderful movie about a woman who had moved up in the publishing business as an editor, and she was not a happy person. She had become fairly prominent in this publishing company, but so much so that she worried that she might make a mistake and might not please the owner of the publishing company. So she didn't take any risks. She didn't take any chances. And she was becoming more and more dull. And this dullness spread over into her personal life. Her relationship with her husband had ended. She had no close friends. When she visited her brother, who was a school teacher with five children, making hardly enough to support those five children, she made fun of him for his income and his playfulness, so much so that she said something inappropriate to one of the children, and the brother took her in the kitchen and said, you know, if you're going to live a life like this, just don't come back anymore. And on her way home, it was winter time, she slipped on the sidewalk, she fell, knocked her head. When she got back to an apartment, there was a little girl there, 7 years old. It looked exactly like her niece. But she said something funny to her. She says, I'm your inner child. Well, convinced that she didn't have an inner child, she knew it was her niece. She marched this little girl back to her brother's, and her brother came to the door with his daughter on his shoulders. And she looked down, and she was the only one who could see this other little girl. She thought she was crazy, as most of us probably would feel if we were seeing something like that. And this little girl says, you know, your life is so miserable, I had to come out. It's my job to help you recover your little child. You don't have any fun anymore. You're boring. And the story really just goes on from there. I mean, it is a wonderful, wonderful story. And I shared that movie with my granddaughters Wednesday of this week when I kept them. And we talked about the inner child. In the oldest person, there's an inner child that God put in there. And that child is supposed to remind us of playfulness and innocence and fun and joy in life. But we can set up barriers and boundaries and rules in our lives so we don't let that little child come out. Later, I took him to lunch, and we went to, what's the name of that place? Andy's in Hope Mills for a hamburger. That's where they wanted a hamburger. And, you know, grandparents are here to spoil their grandchildren. And so we went to Andy's, and we were sitting there, and my youngest, the six-year-old, you know, looked deep in thought, looked so serious, I couldn't stand it. So I took my straw and tore one end of the wrapper off of it and shot the paper at her. And it missed her, but it whizzed right by her eyes. And she says, "Gaga, you did that." I said, "As an adult, I certainly did not." She says, "Well, your little child did." You see, that's why God created us in His image. As parent, adult, child, as a part of our identity. That child is to bring some balance to our lives. Well, it'll bring balance to our prayer life. I mean, if the only way to get into the kingdom of heaven is to come as a little child, certainly the best way to come to Abba Father in our prayer life is to come as a little child. And as a little child, then we can cut through all of the mess that we learn as adults to live in society. Now, we still need to know that stuff. But we need to break down barriers like pride and independence, competency, self-reliance. That almost sounds un-American, doesn't it? We need to break down attitudes that say, well, you got to watch out for number one. That makes us say things like, show no weakness. Don't let people know you're afraid. Don't let people know what you really want. They'll take advantage of you. Think of all of the things that we learn growing up in this society that are self-protective that we learn as adults. Don't really trust anyone or you'll get hurt. Nice guys finish last. We spend a lifetime building barriers to not becoming as a little child. So we've got to tear some barriers down if we're going to draw close to Abba Father in prayer. I don't know how it was in your family, but when I think back to my childhood, raising two children, grandchildren, I don't know what it is. You know, like I say, maybe it's just my family and this never happened in your family. But you know, when kids are 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4 years old, they have this amazing desire when they get the opportunity to just run into your presence naked. Any of you have memories like that go back? And you know, it's kind of like, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. I mean, I don't know what's going through them, but they seem to have this particular joy and celebration about, you know, going to the bathroom and not putting their clothes back on and running into the living room, and especially if you have company. I mean, I've actually been visiting homes when little kids did that. And, you know, see, after a while, we just get mortified when they do something natural like that. And what we do is we, you know, shame is learned. We shame our children into doing things. And that's the way God created us. Adam and Eve didn't have a problem with their nudity until they sinned. And maybe that's just a part of the little child's innocence. You know, why have all of this stuff, especially that bulky diaper? And they just prayed around like that. And, you know, I still get a little thrill when I see a little kid that free. that excited about. It's just me. It's only me. You know, maybe that's why we decorate little pull-ups and things with pictures and stuff. So they'll keep them on instead of taking them off. Who knows? But there's a sense in which we have to be that free in our prayer life and approaching God. God already knows everything. God is not embarrassed about us physically. Just to come to Him that open. I know sometime in years past I've shared this with you, but I thought it was rather amazing. It was in my devotional this morning. It's written by Bonaventure, who was the biographer of St. Francis of Assisi, the great saint from Italy who took a vow of poverty. He came up and grew up in an extremely rich family. And his father was trying to shame him into staying pretty much a nominal Christian when he felt called to serve God. And so the father was glad to take him before the bishop as he renounced his whole inheritance and his worldly life. And they go in before the bishop, and Francis begins to take off his fancy rich man's clothes. And they discovered under those clothes he wore a camel hair shirt. And I don't know if you've ever worn itchy clothes, but there was a tradition to wear things that cut into your skin and made you feel uncomfortable so you would transcend the pleasure of the body. And they found under all of his clothes was this this camel hair shirt he had been wearing. And he took even that off and even took his underclothes off and stood before the bishop absolutely naked, disavowing everything that he had as an extremely rich person. And the bishop took his cloak and invited him forward and wrapped Francis in his cloak. And Francis said to his father, "Until now, I called you Father here on earth. But now, I say without reservation, our Father who art in heaven, since I have placed all of my treasure and all of my hope in Him." That's intimacy. And somehow, we need to find the strength to shed ourselves of all of the boundaries, all of the barriers that block us coming before God as naked little children, knowing not only everything about the outside, but everything about the inside of who we are, and say, "Abba, Father." For unless we become as a beloved little child with Abba, we're not going to reach the depth of prayer that we could reach otherwise. Are you willing to find the strength to become before Abba Father that way? I think if you do, you'll experience what the children felt that day when Jesus just picked them up, put them in his lap, and laid his hands on them and blessed them. Or like the bishop that enfolded St. Francis in his cloak to hide his nakedness. I don't know about you, but I want that kind of closeness with Abba Father, my Heavenly Father. I want that kind of connection in my prayer life. I don't want to wait until I die and go to the kingdom. I want to experience some of the glory of that kingdom right now, here on earth, when I come to Him and pray, "Abba Father, holy is your name." Do you want to come to the Father as a beloved little child? Well, he invites you into his arms. He will clothe you and wrap you in his love. You will find a connection that will be amazing in your prayer life. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we are your children. You know everything. All of the pretentious things that we do as adults mean nothing to you. We do those things to get by in this world, and the better we become at those things, the more we cut off ourselves from the spiritual world and the power of prayer. Help us to cut through the barriers and the boundaries and break free of them, that we can just come into your presence as a joyful child, celebrating our openness before you, and experience your great love as you hold us in your arms and you ask us, what do you need, my child? What do you want from me today? I'll give you a new spirit, whatever you ask, in the name of Jesus. We come that way today to share this Holy Communion, to encounter you in love and power and grace. For you are Abba, Father, and we are your beloved children. Bless us as Jesus blessed the little children. Amen.